Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Let's talk about Alec Murdaugh for a little bit and his buddy Corey Fleming, the banker. It's like fucking Monopoly. South Carolina federal judge has ordered Alec Murdaugh and his accomplice, Corey Fleming, to pay millions for orchestrating an insurance fraud scheme that stole over $4 million meant for the family of Murdaugh's housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield. Judge Richard Gurgle. It would suck to have that name.
It would.
Hey, Gurgle. Gurgle. High school would have sucked. Issued a $14.8 million judgment against Murdaugh and a $3.75 million judgment against Fleming, a former attorney and longtime friend of Murdaugh. These judgments followed a civil trial brought by Nautilus Insurance Company, which sought damages from the fraudulent scheme. The case began after Satterfield's fatal fall on the front steps of Murdaugh's hunting estate, Moselle. Murdaugh, of course, convinced Satterfield's sons to file a claim against his insurance, prompting compensation. Instead, Murdaugh and Fleming embezzled the settled funds, leaving the family empty-handed. Murdaugh basically went to these kids who, I don't know what to say, but I think I don't know how to say it nicely.
Oh, go ahead and just say it.
They're probably not, they seem like lovely human beings.
I see what you're getting at.
They're probably not the brightest bulbs in the world. But even people who were smart got taken advantage of by Murdaugh. But I think he looked at these people as like less than. And I'm not trying to say that at all, but I think there's, I don't know. I don't know if there's some sort of learning thing going on here or developmental. I don't know. I have no fucking idea, but that's just kind of the vibe I get. And no fault to them, and I'm not, but I think he took advantage of that in them. That's my point. Murdaugh admitted to fabricating a story about his dogs causing Satterfield's death to create a liability and secure insurance payments. So he said to them, sue me, literally. He said, sue me, and then my insurance will give you a settlement, and I'll pay that out to you. That's how he explained it to them, and they said, okay. He intended to and did, in fact, steal, Judge Gurgle noted in the January 2nd ruling. Fleming faced trial for his role in facilitating the fraud. The court found that he committed multiple acts of unfair and deceptive practices and acted willfully in violating South Carolina's Unfair Trade Practices Act. While a jury initially awarded $1.25 million in damages, Gurgle tripled the amount to $3.75. Gurgle's not fucking around. Citing the severity of Fleming's action. So Fleming kind of thought, guess what? We're going to triple this shit because you're a really shitty human being, too. Fleming's unfair and deceptive acts played a critical role in Murdaugh's ability to ultimately steal over $4 million in settlement funds, Gurgle stated in a settlement order. The fraudulent settlements funds were part of over 100 financial crimes tied to Murdaugh, including millions stolen from his law firm clients. These crimes have compounded the disgraced attorney's legal troubles. Murdaugh is already serving two life sentences for the 2021 murders of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. Prosecutors argue that the murders were a distraction to hide this mounting financial crimes. While Murdaugh appeals his double murder convictions, The financial fraud cases continue to unfold. Nautilus Insurance Company's lawsuit against other entities linked to the Satterfield scheme remain active. The Gloria Satterfield case has become a cornerstone of the unraveling Murdaugh crime saga, symbolizing the betrayal of trust by two lawyers who exploited a grieving family for personal gain. This banker here, obviously he was part of the good old boy club. And when you jump into the good old boy club, where everything's a good idea to jump into any good old boy club, which I'll tell you what, in 2025, it's not. You're going to get shit like this. And if you're going to go along with the good old boys who are doing this and I got your back and this and that until you don't, you're going to get fucking burned. That shit doesn't work anymore. And it shouldn't. It should never have, but it did. And that's where you get the $3.75 million judgment. I don't have a good feeling about how this is going to end for Corey Fleming.
No. He should have known better.
He should have known better. He strikes me in court. I do think he feels disgraced. I think he does feel genuine remorse compared to Alec Murdaugh. Looking at him, I think it's just, your dumbass
action. You think
action.
It's because he got caught?
I think there is some authentic shame and sorrow and guilt and I think it's in there. I do not think it's I don't know. I don't think he's the narcissist like Alec Murdaugh is. I think, and it's not to excuse this, it's not like he just got caught up with shitty people, but I think in a way he got caught up with shitty people. In a small community that very much does whatever the fuck they want to do with those in power, he comes from a family like that, and they were able to do that for hundreds of years. And suddenly, the ship doesn't sail that way anymore. And it finally caught up to him. I don't know. What I'm about to say, maybe I shouldn't say, but I think one, it would not be surprised if one day one of our stories is, and Corey Fleming was found hanging from whatever.
Yeah, and a lot of these cases, they tend to end that way, that there's just so much disgrace that you can't climb out from underneath it.
I don't know how you do. Other than dedicate your life to preventing other people from doing this sort of shit and being some sort of a help in that area, admitting you're wrong, which it seems that he has in a lot of this. There's times where he's pled not guilty too. So I don't know. It's just not going to end well. I just don't see anything good coming of this. And I mean, you can have these judgments against these people. This is the fun part of civil suits. The fucking judge could say, whatever. It doesn't matter. 14.8, 140 million, whatever. If they don't have it, they don't have it. And there's nothing that's going, the government's not going to step in and go, let me cover you here so these people can get the money they deserve. No. If the money's gone, which it is, I think for the most part with Murdaugh, I don't know about Fleming, these people are never going to get their money back. They're not going to see it. The judgments are there, which is good. But I just don't think you're ever going to see the money.
No, you can't get blood from a turnip. I mean, where's the money going to come from?
Where the fuck does that come from?
Right?
You can't get blood from a turnip.
Isn't that the saying?
I've never heard that before.
I'm going to look that up.
I think that's
a saying.
Is that like a Minnesota shit?
Must be.
You can't get blood from a turnip. Do turnips grow well in Minnesota?
They do in the summer.
It's kind of a winter crop though, isn't it? Where it does good in cold.
I'm not so sure about that. I have kale. I'm
going
in Wisconsin
still.
And it's six above right now.
My kale survived that winter storm with ice and shit, and it's still growing from last year.
Oh, good God.
I know.
The phrase is you can't get blood from a turnip. It means that you can't obtain something from someone or something that doesn't have it to give.
True.
So it's a real statement.
Yeah. I mean, you get the satisfaction knowing that, should they ever get out or do something productive, there'll be money that is supposed to come from them. But hey, even OJ got away with it and never paid the fucking Goldmans a fucking dime in the 30 plus years that he was free until he finally fucking kicked it. So there's ways around this shit, and people who have money know those ways around this shit. And that's the disturbing part. We don't have a very good enforcement system to these sort of things, or ways that they can't funnel the money this way or that way to get around these sort of things. And believe me, I think Murdo had a lot more money. I think it went to the fucking attorneys. The fact that they were living in that weird fucking like antebellum amazing estate while they were representing him with personal chefs and shit. That's not typically what attorneys do when they go into something. They're usually going and staying at like the fucking Fairfield or something and dealing with it and taking their money and not stupidly spending it on that sort of shit. That just tells me there was a lot of money to burn really quick that I'm guessing Murdaugh gave to them or was in some sort of a, I don't know. There's so much missing money from Murdaugh that nobody seems to know where it went, even though I think it's right in front of us, that it's sickening.
What a sad statement. The whole thing is just such a sad case.
We can prosecute people, but we don't have a great way of enforcing it unless it's like a jail sentence or a prison sentence.
Yeah.
And I all that being said, even after all of this, I still think he should get a new trial.
Oh, I think he should too.
Because of the principle of the jury influence that we have going on here with the clerk of court, Becky fucking Hill. But I think that's just a more of systematic and symptomatic of just how corrupt that area is and how, well, we do things like this because that's just how we do them here in the South, here in, you know, the fucking, what do they call it? Old country, hill country, what is it? Low country.
Low country.
Here in the low country. Yeah, it's kind of sickening. It's really kind of fucked up. Like, I'm sure it's a lovely place. I know people from there. And they have very fond opinions of it. And I'm sure it's a lovely place if you're not committing horrible crimes. But the sad part is the people in power really had been committing a lot of horrible crimes. And you just kind of hope not to be part of them or be victimized by them. And now it's all kind of coming to fruition. But
well, it's the, you know, old boys network. Everybody, you know, knows everybody and everybody will fix things for those who get caught. And this just got... it exploded on a larger scale this time.
Yeah. Fix things until you can't. And yeah. I think it's a reckoning for that way of life, which is good. That shouldn't exist anymore. And hopefully these sort of things fix it.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.